This is the Are You Screwed podcast.
So you're a punt guy, really like the punt guy.
I stood up to Greg and told him to exit the field of play.
Yes.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
He's bitty bad.
You're calling Eric LeGrand a liar.
The director of athletics is responsible for selecting the football coach.
He's going to play for the Ducks.
Tampering.
Need agility. Play small lineup of soldiers. We win.
The Are You Screwed podcast.
Everybody! Chop, 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 chop. Everybody!
Gaetano Panuccio!
There's so many different directions I want to go in. Like, I just hit the record button. I thought I should have hit it before. Like, we're going, right? Like, this is just a podcast.
Let's just go.
Like, I had coffee this morning. I don't have coffee ever. I don't know why I had coffee this morning. I was at the bagel place. I saw the coffee. It said French vanilla. The coffee was terrible, by the way.
How many tweets did you send out today? There is at one point where I was like, I woke up, I had a long day at work yesterday, long day and night.
I'll count.
And then I woke up this morning. It was like, with the time change, I still woke up in like the 6 o'clock hour or 7 o'clock hour. And you were tweeting already. I was like, what is going on? And it was like one of those where I was like, he's on a different level today.
The funny thing was, I didn't realize it was the coffee until I was many hours into it. I thought I was having fun on Selection Sunday. That text I sent where I realized it was the coffee was genuine. That was a genuine realization. Who's here? I don't have the video on. Wait, there we go. Wait, you say what's up? I heard you say what's up. Oh, I thought you did.
No. I said I was about to say, since we're just going and everything, and why don't we're trying to have some fun here? Should we play a random game to start? Charlie is next to me right now, or like a little bit. Charlie, can you pick a number between 1 and 30? No, I know you can. Can you pick a number between 1 and 30? Oh, pick a number. Yeah, pick a number. 18. 18, 18, 18, 18, 18. Okay, hold on. That 2-0 week is why they got. The win against a Dawson Garcia-less Minnesota team was a dominant a conference victory as I've seen by Rutgers in my lifetime. Just hours later, though, RU is informed its game at MSG that weekend would no longer be considered a neutral game. Go ahead, another one. 1 to 30. Can't be 18. 5. After a bounce back win against Ryder and CCSU, we saw Cliff dominant against smaller teams as usual, and the emergence of Mawat Mag .. Rutgers went to Miami with its first huge opportunity. However, with Mulcahy out, a late lead slipped away and a Q1 opportunity evaporated.
Let me interrupt real quick.
21?
Okay? I have to interrupt. Like,
24.
Quick.
Hold on. Why don't we let Charlie read 24 and then you should go?
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Charlie, come over here and read 24. Real quick. Just don't leave the chocolate out because Howie gets it and then that'll create a lot of issues on the podcast. 24. This one here. 24. Just read that.
Panic time? Cool. Rutgers goes into Penn State, digs a 19-point hole, and it looks like the season ends right there. Nope. Derek Simpson emerges at the end of the first half. Caleb makes Pickett invisible, and RU has its best comeback win in nearly 30 years to save NCAA hopes.
Well, the whole episode should be Charlie reading Danny tweets.
That's what we should have done.
So here's what happened. I am at, just counting wise, I'm at 79 tweets since like 5:40. But then I started scrolling down and it said something wrong. Try reloading. So I'm going to have to do this. Like I got to so many tweets that it said something is wrong. Try reloading. We're at 79 in the last 4 hours.
We are 2 hours past the end of the selection show, and Danny has put out his 30 thoughts on the season. That's what we
didn't even wait till the season
game
was over. Like, I don't even know.
Well, this is the thing I'm a little confused about. I mean, From what we, it's not 10 o'clock yet, and I guess you and I are both staying up until 10 o'clock tonight to watch the NIT selection show, which, by the way,
they put the NIT selection show at 10 o'clock. That like has to be on purpose.
I think I might have a proposition for you very shortly. I just got to think it through, and we'll get to it. But so Danny puts out his 30 thoughts are done. His season, the season's over, apparently. Danny has said to us privately that, and I'm making it public, that he is not going to go down to an NIT game at the rack.
I don't believe him.
We still don't believe him. I don't. Nope. I kind of believe him. We both saw his face at the end of that Northwestern game, and the look of disgust that he had and disappointment. I
don't know, man. Here's the thing. Here's how I see this Danny situation playing out. There's this funny scene in The Simpsons where Ned Flanders goes into his bedroom, or he's in bed, and he turns to his wife and he says, "I'm not going to church today, and I might not go next week either." And then like it flashes like 5 seconds later or whatever to a scene where Ned Flanders is in his car, like looking up at God, sorry. I have a hard time believing
that. Yeah, I don't want to
put any, like, you know, he doesn't want to go. He's got work, he's busy, whatever. Like, I will be really surprised if he doesn't end up at the rack on Wednesday night, if it's Wednesday night.
But we still don't
really even know. We have to stay up till 10 o'clock for the NIT bracket reveal. They were a 5 seed.
We're 43 minutes away right now from the NIT selection show starting. And our former co-host has joined us as well, too. Mike is on with us to, I don't know, discuss something. Mike, are you there?
I just want to know when I'm getting my steaks. I'm constitutionally owed steaks.
I don't think anybody ever agreed to. What was the response to your? Well, this is going back to earlier in the season. I kept harping on the fact that Rutgers was not a 5 or 6 seed, no matter how much they looked like it. I was willing to die on the hill that they were not a 5 seed, and I kept offering Max numerous chances and opportunities for me to either purchase some delicious steaks for him or put money on the line that they were not going to be a 5 seed. Then I think Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, I said between a 5 or a 7 seed, I let him have that opportunity.
Wait, is this going to be Adam taking a victory lap? Is that all it's going to be? Hey, Mike, can you turn your video, your camera on, or what's going on? Are you just not doing that?
Are you not wearing any clothes, Mike? Is that why? He's not wearing any clothes. That's why.
I can't comment.
What are you wearing, Mike?
Shorts. You're drinking that water very suggestively, Adam.
What's under the shorts?
What's the chance you get Danny on this podcast?
Zero.
I this isn't funny.
Danny's the second most unhinged person on our text chain today.
It's kind of funny. What?
I said Danny is the second most unhinged person on our text chain today.
Oh man!
Yeah, we were talking about earlier. Max is trying to count the tweets that he had today, and he like Twitter stopped loading at 76.
79.
I'm telling you, I think Max was on cocaine today. I can't prove it, obviously, because I can't drug test him, but I think he was on cocaine.
Coffee and it's coffee. I don't know. Daylight savings time. Sleep was a little bit off.
I mean,
I said we should have a watch party for Seton Hall and Penn State in the NIT. I tweeted that. That was something that I tweeted.
Good
like 2 weeks
you.
Ago.
Good job by you.
I'm just there saying, like.
There would be something hilarious to Rutgers winding up having to play Seton Hall in Vegas.
Oh my God. Wouldn't we have to go? I mean, Rutgers and Seton, I don't know how the NIT works, but Rutgers and Seton Hall will probably be in the same region in the NIT.
Charlie, if Rutgers, they're going to be in like the losers tournament soon. But the championship is in Vegas. I know, but if the championship round is in Vegas, should we go?
What was that? Well, what's in Vegas? I wasn't paying attention. Sorry, what?
I'm telling Charlie that the championship round is in Vegas. I asked if we can go. She said no, so I'm out.
Wait, Adam. Here's the game you should play with Charlie. It's a new game I just created. It's called Can I Go? So it's Rutgers makes it to Dayton. Can I go? Probably yes. Rutgers makes it to the first round. Can I go? Definitely yes. Rutgers makes it to the NIT final.
There was no way I was going to convince, I was going to be given the thumbs up or the green light to go. You know what Charlie did after the whole snub is she started talking about vacation. That's how she wanted to cheer me up, was where we're going to go on vacation next. And all I wanted to do was go to listless Dayton, Ohio. and we're talking about Caribbean islands and whatnot. All I wanted to do was just be miserable in Dayton, Ohio in the middle of a week.
I mean, a few months ago, you guys were talking about Albany like it was the fucking Bahamas.
It compared to Dayton, I guess it is. Who knew? I was right all along. Actually, I was. It was worse than I was right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were.
I can't stop tweeting.
Are you not paying? Are you tweeting right now?
I'm just tweeting.
Stop. Talk. Do something. Help me out here. I can't carry this entire thing.
I can't. Sorry. Okay. I can't. I'm moving my hands away from the keyboard. I'm getting those Twitter fingers away. Like,
why do they put Nevada in? That's the only thing I'm a little confused by.
I don't want to do this. Why did Danny send the text about 96% of the people on Bracket Matrix have them in the tournament? That was like 2 o'clock. Why? No one told him to text that. He didn't have to text that. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to give me that screenshot for all of eternity, but he did. Just, it's just like, I say this, like, I find this program so interesting. Like, I don't know. I don't know how much I want to ramble on about like Pykel and how much fun this is. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm making light of this, because I understand people are disappointed. And this, like, from a sports perspective, really fucking sucks. But like, just, and someone can correct me if I'm wrong, college basketball programs aren't like this. Like, this has to be the most drunk college basketball program, right? Like, you're not supposed to be on the bubble every year. Like, you're not supposed to, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
It's not fun anymore once you've made the tournament. And now when your team doesn't make the tournament, like, I have zero,
38 zero minutes, interest. 38 minutes till the NIT selection show.
Are we going to try and make it till then and then do a live selection show and put it out? Do our own NIT selection show?
I don't know.
Adam, how'd you get so entitled? You went your entire life without Rutgers going to a tournament game, and now they make it to the NIT, and you're like, ah, this is done. I don't care
anymore. So here's the thing: are we going, Max? Are we going?
Oh, I'm going. I'm going. I'll be there.
You are.
I'm not gonna not. I mean, what? There's a Rutgers basketball game. It's okay. It's a single elimination game. Like, I don't want. I'm not gonna sit here and hype up the NIT. I'm not gonna do that. But like, I don't know. Rutgers is still playing. It's a home game.
I don't want to get on a soapbox here.
But like, don't make Caleb McConnell's last game at Rutgers in front of like 3,700 people. Like, just go to the game. Like, why? What else are you
okay?
Doing? Just go. If you're going to watch it, go if you can. Like, just go. It's not going to be expensive. Like, just go.
Oh, I don't know about. I mean, expensive is subjective. I mean,
okay, sorry. It's not going to be comparatively expensive to like other Rutgers basketball games. Sorry. I'm not being that.
No, I think it is.
Is it?
I was going to offer you our seats for the game. I think my dad is going to wind up sitting in the bougie seats for the first round. He got an offer ready to go with one of his buddies for it. So the thing is, you have to buy your seats, obviously, for this. This is what it's not like it's included in the season ticket package. So I was going to offer, if you want, we can go on in and maybe split the two seats for the game this week. But I'm waiting for my dad to get back to me in terms of what the cost would actually be. He's making it sound like it's a full on ticket price.
Like face value. You don't have to go on StubHub and like,
I'm not saying it's not like
I don't remember what the Northwestern game didn't end up being crazy expensive, but like, you know, you don't have to go and overspend is what I'm trying to say. Again,
okay, I got you.
Like, you'll be able to sit upstairs for, what is it, $15, $20? Like,
we'll see. I don't know.
Right. I mean, I guess we'll see. I assume it's not going to be a super hot ticket. It's just everyone's right and wrong about Pykel every year.
I guess it's fun in that circumstance. Sure. I don't know. It sucks. Charlie, did you want to tell your story or no? I don't know what story you were going to tell. I think Charlie got reminded tonight how like she's not connected to sports fandom at all and doesn't understand this and just thinks we're all crazy, which we know we're all crazy. Obviously,
I was at my grandmother's house with my family, and like my family did not understand what was happening, like what I was doing or like anything that was going on. I think they were concerned. Like, none of them understood what was going on. And my sister was there too, who went to Penn State. She was having fun with that. I mean, oh my God, the part where Greg Kumbel, the 10 seed, was like, and out of the Big Ten, the 10 seed, Penn State.
I thought it was going to be them. Like you guys know, I said all day, I thought they were going to be a 10 seed based on my bracketology.
And then the other thing was this. I was making fun of Danny like all morning for his ridiculous, apparently not, opinion that Rutgers was either going to be exactly the fifth to last team out or out of the tournament. And I made fun of him for it because that's obviously ridiculous. But we got to that situation, right, where we're in the last bracket and we knew the last 11 was either going to be Rutgers or Providence. It was exactly what Danny said. And he was either going to be 100% right or 100% wrong. And fuck, he was wrong.
That is, it's bad. I don't know. It all
NC State. When you saw NC State,
yeah, I was like, oh boy.
Like I was like I said, I was around my family, and I was like, I just said NC State. No, oh my god, that's so bad, NC State.
It was a double whammy because I believe in the first play-in game, the first dating games, we saw Nevada's name right away, and then I was like, this is. That's not good.
Right. The fact that Nevada got or right.
The fact that Nevada got in and then Utah State got a 10 seed as well, too. I was like, this just smells fishy and it is not going to end up being good. That was disappointing. Really, it's a tough one. I don't know.
Did any other Big Ten team other than Purdue get a top 5 seed?
Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana got a 4.
That's it.
Yeah, go Kent State, by the way.
Did anyone get a 6? I thought did Northwestern get a 6? I didn't like it. I have not looked at the bracket at all.
Yeah, I haven't either. I assume we have to do an NIT bracket now. Like that's the rule. That's the rule for Rutgers fans. We can't do it. We can't do NCAA brackets. We have to do NIT brackets only.
I'm in. I agree. I'm in. I will not. You're right. I hadn't thought about that. I will not do an NCAA bracket this year. We will only do an NIT bracket challenge. Yes, we will make this happen.
We do a work one, and the information has already gone out for the 21. Do I respond back and make my own for NIT, and everybody's got to do that as well too?
I mean, you should absolutely do this.
Oh God, yeah, you just got to laugh at this point because it really sucks. It's way more fun when your team's in it. I mean, Mike, to your point, I know you're like, well, you had 30 years of not, but we didn't know what this was like. Even sneaking in was the promised land.
Listen, in January, legit, because I text you guys about this. I was like this close to buying one seated MSG for $475 for the Sweet 16.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. Why do you think I knew the price when I texted you how much? I was like, oh my God, this costs so much.
You texted today? You thought I was reading text today?
Back in January.
So the Minnesota AD was on this.
I can't even see straight right now.
So the Minnesota AD,
my vision is blurry.
Too much cocaine. I've seen many variations of Max over the years. Most of them have been laconic to somewhat dreamy in a dream state type. I've never seen super hyper, cocained out of his mind Max Shiner. This is what today has done to you.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I feel like I've been like this on the pod before, but today is a different animal. Today, I mean, it was sports living, right? I mean, obviously it didn't turn out, but like it was so much fun. But I mean, not.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Like, you know what I'm like?
Fun in the humor.
That whole day, just like, well, are they going to make it or not? I was convinced they were going to Dayton. I wasn't trolling. I said, Dayton, clearly good enough. Resume, 10 wins, quad this, quad that, net, all that stuff. Like, I just talked about it. Can we talk about now? Can we do this? I was saying for a very long time that people are wasting their time talking about net and quads and all this stuff because we don't know what that year's committee is going to do. It's 15 people. They're going to read the resumes how they're going to read it. There's all these tiny little differences and granular details. And oh my God, Nevada's resume is worse than Rutgers, blah, blah, blah. It's all close. Everything is close. You don't know what the committee is going to do. The bracketology, they're good at it. And Mike has made sure to point this out. Bracketology has gotten good. They're much better at projecting the field. But when your team is on the bubble, like, it just doesn't matter. you are setting yourself up to be really disappointed if you're going to sit here and try to figure out, like, oh, well, like, oh, well, Rutgers net is 37. This team's 42. So they get, like, 3 points. Like, it's impossible to compare these things when everything is so close. So... I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm tired of all the bracketology talk. I didn't
watch any of the whoever it was that went on to go and explain the reasoning for why certain teams were left out and whatnot. I do think it would. It's always. I think an explanation is owed for the last team in and the last team left out, which was Oklahoma State, and I forgot who the other one who was last in on the graphic. So Rutgers doesn't even belong in the conversation on that end, which. They were the second to last team left out or whatever. So I don't know. I get people want just some consistency. They want an answer, or, you know, maybe it'd be nice preseason to like, okay, it's fine if you want to have a different criteria, but get all those 15 people together and tell us what that criteria is going to be through the end. But again, you can't watch 300 and whatever teams constantly throughout the year. There's too many games. There's too many variables. It is what it is. They're to blame for this, the team itself, which everybody knows. It's not, you know, actually none other than the Big Ten conspiracy.
You know, it's really funny. I just remembered. I have a Providence to make the Final Four 100-1 future. I made it like a month ago.
Okay, the only way you're allowed to do NCAA brackets, but you have to have Providence winning it all.
I only have five. I don't bet a lot on like college bet. I have Oral Roberts. I have Providence, I have Iona, I have Kentucky, and I have Rutgers, which I now need to grade. I'll do it right now. Okay, it's in my database here. Rutgers, $25 to make the Final Four at plus 1500 has been graded as a loss. Now I have to go to Rutgers NCAA tournament winner, $25 at plus 6500, loss. Tough break.
As I tweeted this morning too, the funniest thing out of all this is that yesterday went, according to everybody, so well. There were no bid stealers. Every team that they had to root against and lose the exact way that it was supposed to. And after all that, they get left out. All that. Oh, the Michigan Conference tournament game. That's a play-in game now. If they do that, and they at least show that they're not going to get embarrassed by Purdue, it probably stands at a good point. And then, you know, everybody still got them in and whatnot. Okay, got to root for these teams so that you don't have any bid stealers. Happens that way. And then Max, as you pointed out, there is that one tweet by our buddy Brad. That one tweet that stood out.
I saw it. Canary in the coal mine.
He laid out the factors of saying, just listen, I have them in, but I'm going to lay out why they might not be in. And it was just it right there. That sowed the seed of doubt in my head where I was like, if somebody's thinking like that, those are pretty good arguments to leave them out.
And the funny thing is, I think me and you via text had the same realization at the same time. I think it was this morning where I was like, if I'm so sure they're going to Dayton because of their non-conference strength of schedule, I'm so sure, right? Why? That might also keep them out, right? And like, I was like, they're going to Dayton. Clearly good enough. 10 Big Ten wins. And then they didn't. I don't know. Like, don't lose to Minnesota. I don't want to hear about resume talk, the Rutgers resume. Don't blow that game to Minnesota. Like, you know, it can.
I agree. The only thing, and as people are, I know people are tweeting this, and at the same time, I'm trying to read it and catch up on everything. If you look at Nevada's end of season, it is worse than Rutgers. They lost the equivalent of three Minnesotas in a row at the end of the season.
And breaking news, Adam, breaking news, Jeff Eisenberg of Yahoo says that Rutgers should have gotten in over Nevada.
Yeah, I think that's the only gripe. And again, what people are going to focus on. But they had some pretty bad losses at the end of the year. Bad. So if you're going to talk about, you know, eye tests, it seemed like, which was weird.
I'm just looking at this. Their only good road win is at.
Yeah, they have one
is at New Mexico.
Yeah, they only have one quad one win.
That can't be true. They have one.
No, Nevada, I'm pretty sure, only has one quad one win.
Well, they won at New Mexico. That's got to be quad one. And then they won at home against San Diego State, which also has to be quad one.
No, maybe I'm thinking of a different. NC State only has one quad one win.
That sounds right. I don't know. I haven't paid attention to any of this stuff. I don't know. I said a couple of things a couple of weeks ago that like I was partially joking about, but like also had a hint of truth. And one of them was I was just like, it was after Rutgers lost. I'm trying to think of what game it was. I want to say what game sent them to 8-7 in the Big Ten. That was Nebraska. And then what was the game after Nebraska? Who do they play after Nebraska?
Bring up the schedule.
I should have the schedule.
Wait, hold on.
I want to get to the end. So they played Wisconsion. They win that game against Wisconsion. They get blown out at home against Michigan. The point I'm trying to make is that at that point, I said, I feel like all the bracketologists still had Rutgers in, still said it wasn't a question. And I was like, are the bracketologists being nice to Rutgers out of pity? Oh, after the lost Minnesota game. I was like, are they being nice to Rutgers out of pity? Like, why are they so sure after they lost that game to that terrible team that this team is still safely in the field?
We know the answer to that, Mash, and that's by the way they've evaluated teams in the past. Their metrics are good. They're the way that the thing this is all supposed to be graded on. I mean, they fall into that bubble category.
Sure.
So they were the one team that fell out of that this year. As Brad said, he was 67 of 68. He missed on one, which was Rutgers. The one thing I think people can be upset about is I don't think it's fair that it was a selection chair guy. It was Chris Reynolds that went on to say that the injury, like he specifically called out the MAG injury as a reason. I get, and 3 of 7 down the stretch is more. That's eye test, I get. But if injury is such a big thing, wasn't like, then don't you have to take into account a lot of other random variants for injury?
But that's the other thing that, again, I don't want to make this, I was right. Like, I'm not trying to do that. But the other thing is like, it's just like, they seem like they were playing too shitty to be in the NCAA tournament. That all of your
eye test,
but it's not even eye tests. Like, you're putting together, like, and I thought the Michigan and Purdue games would kind of settle this, but I guess the resume wasn't as good as we thought, in their eyes. But like, it's just like you're trying to seed a tournament, right? And forget what happened in the Big Ten tournament. Before that, I was like, I'm putting together a tournament.
But this is where your Nevada argument falls apart.
But here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Is that I'm not arguing Nevada over them. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying that, like, when you put yourself in that position, when you play that poorly, like, and like, Nevada probably doesn't belong in the NCAA tournament either. Like, I feel like the committee should have the right to just say, no, there's only 65 teams this year. Like, the size of the tournament should be variable. Wouldn't that be great?
Like, yeah, I'm in on that.
How hard would that be to do?
Again, to me,
some years at 64 and some years at 75.
Your penalty for losing a player is then the games that you lose because you don't have that player. Mm-hmm. You can't say your roster is. Then how come Duke is it? How come
they weren't? Because they weren't just losing. It was how they were losing. Is they looked like they didn't belong in the NIT. Like, that has to matter. Like, I Nevada and losing those games, they didn't spend a month looking like they didn't belong in the NIT. And like, again, I'm not arguing.
Do we know that?
I know enough from looking at their schedule that they did not have a complete meltdown over a month.
But that's like, not fair. Because if you just look at Rutgers' schedule from the outside view. Of what I think most tournament people are, which are not watching this stuff. So if you look at Rutgers' schedule results, right, we know they didn't play that well against Wisconsion and Penn State. But if you're just looking at the metrics of everything for the most part, then like, you got to count that as good wins, that they probably played well, and they look, in quotes, I'm doing quotes,
all right, fine,
a deserving team.
Let's go to Bart Torvik. We're gonna go from after the MAG injury to right now. We're gonna see just how bad Nevada was efficiency-wise compared to Rutgers.
While you do that, I have a way to fix the selection system.
Okay.
What if they bring back the BCS?
I mean, this is kind of... Sure. Go ahead. I get it.
Nevada went 4-4 and was 88th in efficiency. Rutgers went 3-7 and was 98th in efficiency. Like, Nevada was bad, not as bad. I don't know.
Okay,
like,
but that's one part of the season. Now let's go to the whole season. No, so again,
I'm not arguing on behalf of Nevada. What I'm saying is that the funny thing about consistency is that like all of this is subjective. So what are you looking for consistency in? Everything is, well, this team has a net of 42 and that team has a net of 37, but this team's strength of record is this and this team had this many quad one wins. And it's like, what do you mean consistency? Because everything is bullshit. Like, I don't know what people want. They want their team to be in the tournament. That's what people
exactly.
Want.
That's what they want. And so they want to be upset.
What's the consistency they want? They want their team to consistently be in the NCAA tournament.
I get that. And it's very tough to do that when all you play is defense.
We demand consistency of a really subjective system that will never make sense.
Does defense travel in the NIT? We're going to find out.
What do you mean? We're staying at the rack.
What do you mean? He's got to go to Vegas, though.
The path to the NIT championship comes through Piscataway.
I think they go out in the first round, whoever they play.
Nah, they're come on. They're gonna. I mean, assuming that they come out and like do what they do, and I believe in Pikel's ability to like get them pumped up for this game. They're gonna do their defensive thing and like.
I don't think they'll be pumped up. I don't think they'll. It will not be a crowd that we're typically used to.
They'll get pumped up, for Caleb. They'll do it.
This is gonna be. Only a few will know this. The true or the longer Rutgers fans. Not true. True is a bad word. Way to put it. But this is Yale and IT all over again. Those who know. That's what's going to happen this time.
I literally have no idea what that means. No,
I know it doesn't. It was they had a good year, made the NIT, was a huge disappointment, and like it just kind of felt eh. They hosted their first round game at home, lost to a bad Yale team at home. It just has the same type of feeling, even worse, honestly. Maybe they get jacked up. You just gotta let Derek Simpson run the point the entire time and see what happens.
Tired Derek Simpson running the point, wired. Angry Paul Mulcahy running the offense in the NIT.
I don't know if I could pay money to go see back that ass up one more time.
I mean, it was effective at one point until it wasn't. But it's just like, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's just, I don't know. I got nothing. I mean, they legitimately were a 5 seed and now they're out and Danny got a link to the Zoom meeting. He never responded. I didn't expect him to show up. I didn't expect him. I don't know. What do we do now? We're waiting for the NIT selection show. We're gonna watch the NIT on Tuesday or Wednesday. We're gonna go to the NIT. Like,
well, you said we're going.
Yeah, we're going. Right, we have to go to the NIT.
Well, you committed to it. You committed, not me. Just to be clear, if we go back and review the tape, you committed to it.
I did. I mean, I'll go to the NIT. What do I? Okay. I mean, you get to watch a Rutgers basketball
game. You should, because they're going to be available. Just, I mean, if you could, you know, just go big one time. If the floor seats.
If I can get a floor seat for like a decent price, I will sit on the floor.
I think you have
NIT.
To.
I will sit on the floor for the NIT if I can get a decent price.
Maybe KTR can chip in on that.
Don't you have to drive into Pennsylvania one of these next 2 days and put some big bet on Rutgers to win the NIT?
Can you bet on NIT?
Of course you can. Of course you can. Oh, futures? I don't know. I'm sure you can, but I don't know. How about North Carolina saying they're too good for the NIT? I don't like that attitude.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's elitist.
It is.
I mean, they kind of earned it.
That's how you get people like Steve Politi in this world.
So you can't go to the NIT final in Vegas, Adam?
No, Charlie said I'm not allowed to go to Vegas. We can't go to Vegas.
If Rutgers makes the NIT final, can I go?
Where? Vegas. Oh, she said I can go, but she will not be coming.
Oh, okay. Can I go?
Wait, Mike, are we going to Vegas?
I was just asking. I was playing the brand new game on the RU Screw podcast. Can I go?
I like how we're just awkwardly like looking at Mike's wife laying in bed, like on her phone.
Well, I asked her to comment on what she thinks of Rutgers not making the bracket today.
You know what's sad after
what
all?
What was her comment? What did she say? Like, you can't leave
exactly
us.
Exactly what you're hearing right now.
Nothing?
Yeah.
We're going to have to go back to just having episodes of Rupali and Charlie talking about the crown. This is what happens when your team lives
in
the
bubble. Be calm and query on.
That was a pandemic classic. I loved that segment because I would walk away and you guys would just go and it was terrible. But I love this segment where Mike.
Season 5, by the way. Season 5 of The Crown. Slow down.
Yeah, it's not good.
This was another idea, remember, for a segment on the pod. Adam, your wife, Charlie, is British, as everyone knows. And you said something in the Discord about some kind of chocolate. And then Raj, longtime fan of the pod.
Yes.
And frenemy of the pod, I guess. I think he mentioned that chocolate was shit.
They're over here. Can you bring the chocolate over here?
Oh, we're
like Rod said this chocolate was shit. No. So I think we should have a segment where Raj and Charlie argue about British chocolate.
Hold on. You ate the entire thing? How many of those chocolate fingers were left?
The Cadbury eggs?
No, they were it was Cadbury, right? It's the chocolate fingers that they make. They're good. You ate all of them?
You know what? My sister lived in England for 2 years. And
I wanted more than one.
Every time she visits there, she brings back these like chocolate cornflakes. That are amazing.
Remember that one time that Charlie's mom put the Wheatons in milk for cereal?
He was eating salty cereal.
So she's visiting in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to stock up
on weekends.
Oh my God. Hold on with this Stone Cold music. I don't know. Somebody smashed the glass.
I sent the bad. I sent the bad signal. I know why Danny's here.
Put the music in. Put the music in.
Oh, I know why Danny's here.
I'm not staying long. feel sad.
Danny, guess the game that we played earlier to start the show.
I could care less.
Okay, you'll find out when we listen.
Okay.
Charlie, Danny is on. You want to say hi?
Charlie, number 27. Number 27.
27? 27. Hold on, 27. Come here. Yeah. Actually, you know what, Danny? You pick a random number between 1 and 30.
I see Charlie mussing about.
Hold on.
22. Hi, Ruth.
22? We did 22, no? We did 24. Okay, here you go. Go ahead.
Are you playing bingo?
Sort of.
But hey, what do Pykele and company do when left for dead? They win. With Caleb McConnell hurt and on an exercise bike, Cam Spencer turns into Superman and hits 5 first half threes. Cliff skies for a Rutgers block of the year, and RU gets out of the wing out of Wisconsin with another Q1 at the time.
The game was just pick a number and read a Danny thread tweet. That was the game.
That's good. That's good.
Nice job.
Feel sad for Caleb more than anything. Guy had two of the best games of his career in the NCAA tournament. And I thought it'd been cool for him to have another. But sucks. I mean, Nevada shouldn't be in. That's the part that sucks more than anything. They lost to 3 straight net 90 plus teams in the year. Like that should never happen, but is what it is. And I can't believe I'm watching an NIT selection show
at 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock at night. Why do they have
actually
to
not
at
yet?
10 o'clock.
Not yet. We're still 13 minutes away. We're still 13 minutes.
13 minutes from the NIT bracket reveal. The road to the NIT championship goes through the Piscataway.
The Rutgers region. Yeah.
And can Charlie tell a story real quick? She wanted to tell you guys. So I'm going to give her the headphones.
So wait, Seton Hall could be in this region. Syracuse could be.
John Templin, the NIT bracketologist, felt that Yale losing it to Princeton today might knock Seton Hall out.
Wait,
of
that
NIT.
Guy was a real NIT bracketologist.
That's what he is. He's the guy. Yeah, he does it. He does the NIT bracketologist.
I thought that was a troll making fun of Seton.
No. He's every year. That's all he does. All year is he does NIT bracketology.
Man, that is a level of dedication that I am very proud of. Let's let
Charlie on real quick.
Burn time? Like, what do you do that for?
Hold on. I don't know. He's a local guy. He likes doing that stuff.
Commiserations, everyone.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, how are you?
Tough night.
Apologies. So our dinner was very uncomfortable. Adam was sat here in silence, and I had said, you know, how are you doing? And he said, you know, I feel bad for Danny. He's all alone in his apartment. Like somebody had passed. He wasn't looking at me the other time. I looked at Nora and I thought, is this guy for real? Like, I think Danny will be just fine.
Ask Rupali. I said the same thing to her.
I was like, do we need to do a wellness check on Danny?
I just walked out of the apartment and I ate my body weight in pizza. It was like a lot of pizza.
Toppings, cheese. What do we get?
Just straight cheese.
We put any like pot pepper or oregano flakes, any kind of.
Just straight cheese.
Straight down the gullet. And
they were humongous.
I got straight cheese.
Do you feel bad for it?
I mean, I don't feel better physically for it. I think mentally I feel fine, but
Mike, you like extra cheese. That's nasty. Oh, it's too much cheese.
Disgusting.
Benny Tudino's slice with extra cheese is the best.
Mike, these were like Benny's size.
Benny Tudino's, if you'd like to sponsor the RU Screw podcast, we are for sale.
I had never, this particular place that I go a block from me, I'd never seen slices this big. I was like, this is like Benny. So it was crazy.
So Danny, why at 2 o'clock today did you text that Rutgers is in 96% of bracket matrix? Like, why did you do that?
Because it was true.
The only team ever, right, to not be, it was over 95%, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm not trolling. Like, I'm really just like completely in shock over all of it.
Yeah. Then I mean, listen, I can justify Arizona State. I can justify Pitt, even though I think they're weak. I can justify NC State to some degree. I can't justify Nevada being in, and Providence getting a bye is just egregious.
I didn't watch Nevada. I can't speak to it. We compared their efficiency numbers before. Like, yeah, in the last month, they're 88th. Rutgers is 98th. They went 4-4. Rutgers went 3-7. Like, it's pretty similar. I didn't watch Nevada play.
Okay, so conceptually, this whole committee did the MAG injury thing, right? Okay, isn't the point of an injury that you lose games as your punishment?
But I kept saying this all along as they were losing those games. They were not just losing them. They were getting annihilated. They didn't look like an NIT team. And I'm not saying
game. They won at Penn State without him.
But Danny, we knew that game. Like, they played well for 10 minutes in that game. They sucked for, like, I'm saying, if you're going to be comparing these, this is my point. And I'm not saying Nevada deserves to be in. This is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Yeah. This is what you wouldn't let me say on your spaces earlier when you wouldn't let me come on.
Uh-huh.
It's that I saw this Rutgers team play for a month. It wasn't just that they were losing. They looked terrible against Nebraska. Mm-hmm. They looked horrible in the second half against Illinois. They got destroyed by Wisconsin. I don't care what the score said. Wisconsin annihilated them in that game and missed a bunch
missed a bunch of deep threes that they were allowed to take.
They were open. They were so open. They missed a million threes. They lost 58.
They also hit 12 of them.
They needed a miracle to come. Wisconsin's things need a miracle to come back against Penn State. All I'm saying is that their losses weren't close other than Minnesota. I know, like, it's just, they looked so bad that I just, like, if I'm on the committee, that's not a tournament team. Like, it's, I don't know.
It's either body of work or it's not.
But when you're putting teams into a tournament and you have these teams that are on the bubble and they're close and we can do this with resume and net and all this stuff, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying. Which team is better right now, Nevada or Rutgers? If you have to split hair, okay.
100%.
Right now. 100%. Okay.
And I just watched.
I'm not saying they're not.
Rutgers would beat them by 10.
I think complaining about anything when you end the season.
Rutgers would beat them by 10 on a neutral court.
What'd you say?
They beat them by 10 on a neutral court.
Okay. I'm not espousing to say Nevada deserves being over Rutgers. I know is I saw a Rutgers team that I didn't feel belonged in the NCAA tournament until they played with Michigan. I thought after that, hey, they've done enough.
I'm going to go watch us get Hofstra and then go to bed.
So. Oh my God. Hofstra was my joke. There are like several texts of me joking about playing Hofstra at the rack.
Well, I'm sure that's who they're going to get. They usually keep this local in the opening round of the NIT. So
This feels a lot like this could be Yale first round NIT for Rutgers.
Okay, so I want to
all over again.
Hopefully, you can confirm this. The NIT seeding works differently than it did in the past, right? Where you get the top four seeds in each region, and then there's no seeds 5 through 8. You just get matched up like geographically, I think. Like Rutgers will be the one seed, and then matched up geographically with a team that's close.
Correct.
And not necessarily the worst team in that region.
I'm not so sure that's true, but what I mean, back in the day, NIT seeds were basically like whoever could negotiate at the Yale Club in New York City over dinner. Like Bob Mulcahy, he got them 3 home games in 2004 against Temple, West Virginia, and Villanova. Yeah.
I'm right. It's a new seeding process. The 2023 NIT will see the top 16 teams as top four teams in each of the four pods. Then the remaining 16 teams will be placed into the bracket geographically where possible.
Great. So they're going to play Hofstra.
They're going to play, or who knows? It could work out. Maybe they play Syracuse. Maybe it's Syracuse. Okay. Maybe. I mean, who else could it be?
I mean, UNC just declined a bid.
Liberty.
All right. Enough. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Scouting NIT opponents. Yeah. Danny was right.
Bye.
See you, Danny. Thanks for showing up.
Is Charlie still there?
No, this is the latest we've stayed up. Probably, I know it's the time change is helping us.
Tech. Oh, it's
this is the latest we've stayed up.
Is 8:54 or 10:54?
9:54.
Yeah, but no. which time does it feel like? It's 8:54.
It's 8:54 because
Hofstra, St. John's could be in the it should be you know yeah, right there in the NIT.
Play them this year and then let them go to Rick Pitino and them boys next year.
Villanova. Okay. Oh my God. Villanova.
See you, Mike.
Yeah, this...
Just text me who they get. I'm going to go do a crossword puzzle.
Gotcha. 5 minutes. We're 5 minutes away.
Okay. I can't wait to know.
You think they're going to let Max, you think they're going to have cameras in there? Like cameras in for the NIT selection?
Oh my like, are they watching the NIT selection show?
No,
like,
I mean, no. I assume they know. They probably know by now. They know by now. Who
they know.
This is easy on that end. Listen, man, it was a. It sucked. I don't know. I'm glad we can find a little bit of joy in it. Good to see that Danny is kicking and doing his usual stuff. But
just like,
so you're in for this week.
Yeah, I'm in. I mean, all right. Let me see how some crazy. If unless they put the game at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
No. I think everybody. It's gonna be between seven and nine. I think. But I'm leaning towards being in. Right now,
I don't. It's single elimination basketball. It's still like the NIT is still fun. It sucks, but it's still more fun than there not being any basketball.
I agree.
And Rutgers is going to play a game. And like, I don't want to be like overly emotional, give the players, you know, their cheers thing guy. But like, I don't know. Like, just go to the game. I don't know. Like, don't sit out of protest. Like, if you would go. I guess what I'm saying is, if you would go to a regular season game and you can afford it, I'm not being like,
I get what you're saying.
To spend your money, but like, if you're not going to the game because you're like, you're punishing the program or you're angry, like that's not cool.
If you were cool with sitting through Rutgers and Bucknell earlier this season, you went, you could go to an NIT game, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, this at least, I mean, in theory, something's on the line or whatever. It should be interesting.
Interesting is not the word. It'll be basketball. That's on TV. Yeah, that involves Rutgers.
It'll be basketball. All right. Wow. They really didn't get in.
Are we ending here, or are we like, I don't know how long the NIT selection.
I don't really know.
I assume it's like 90 seconds. There's no way they turn it into an hour, right? They just give you the brackets on Twitter at 10:01, right? It has to be.
I mean, I would think so. I don't really know.
But we have to decide right now. Are we going to try and see if we can like extend this another 5 minutes, or do you want to go to bed? I'm not.
I kind of do want to go to bed.
Okay, go to bed. I'm not.
Do. Yeah.
Okay. NIT bracket reveal. You know, listening. Where Rutgers has found out, but we don't. We're going to get off the pot, the Zoom right now. We're going to find out the road to Vegas, the National Invitational Tournament. Oh, man.
Oh, and also, everybody's got to do, not only do you have to do NIT brackets, but you must print them out old school style and fill them out and send them to us. Reply to our, we'll put one out on the RU Screw podcast, and you got to reply to our tweet with your NIT bracket.
They put it at 10 o'clock on ESPNU. They didn't have to do that. It does not have to be at 10 o'clock on ESPN. Is it to like the torture the fans of like?
Maybe Danny is right. Then they were all at the Yale Club or whatever, New York, getting a little drunk, a little tipsy, and some money being exchanged, and then got to take a couple hours for them to figure out this new pot system. I don't know. All right.
Unbelievable sadness, man. Unbelievable.
See you at the rack.
All right. See you.
I just want to say, pay the players.
Mike just fucking stole your line.
That's what he deserved.
That was going to be the joke. Just take it.
Pay the players. Pay the players.
Pay the players. Pay the players. Thanks. That's the end of the podcast. Pay the players.
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 Pay the players.